Welcome to all you who are visiting with us today. Welcome to all you who are just not visiting with us, come all the time. Especially we welcome Alonzo, who's going to be baptized during Mass today. I would say Alonzo is the cutest baby we ever saw, but I might make enemies with some other mothers. But it's hard to tell when you see the beauty of God. You can't get any better than that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You are sent to the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you. We bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Let us just be quiet as we pray. Let the love that is God enter us more and more deeply. Amen. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. Your Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. You may be seated now for the readings.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. As the Lord spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet. And I heard the one who was speaking say to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have revolted against me to this very day. Hard of face and obstinate of heart are they to whom I am sending you. But you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God. And whether they heed or resist, for they are a rebellious house, they shall know that a prophet has been among them. The word of the Lord.
Enthroned in heaven, as the eyes of servants are on the hands of their masters. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. As the eyes of a maid are on the hands of her mistress, so are the eyes on the Lord our God, till he have pity on us. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. Have pity on us, O Lord, have pity on us, for we are more than sated with contempt. Our souls are more than sated with the mockery of the arrogant, with the contempt of the proud. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, that I, Paul, might not become too elated because of the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, an angel of Satan, to beat me, to keep me from becoming too elated. Three times I begged the Lord about this, that it might leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. I will rather boast most gladly of my weaknesses in order that the power of Christ may dwell with me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The word of the Lord.
Of the Lord is upon me, for he sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his kin, in his own house. So he's not able to perform any mighty deeds there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying on his hands on them." He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. At the bottom of the as you can get on your way out, I'd like for us to meditate on this. "Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you, says the Lord." I'm going to read it again. Listen. "Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you, says the Lord." Life gets pretty tough sometimes. We don't know where to turn. We get scared sometimes. We get confused. Can I last through this? How would I care for the family? All different kinds of things like that. Stop to reflect that we're never alone. There may be no people to help us, but God is there. It doesn't necessarily mean that God will take away everything, but we'll always know that God is holding us and loving us and hugging us all the time. If nobody else cares, God does. If we tend to despair as easily we do, remember, God says, "I know it's hard. I can't take everything away and make it smooth, but I'll be with you. And what I will do, I will help you with these difficult kinds of things, become a better person." I use often, God says, the very difficult things in life, the pains which don't make sense, things that don't make sense, things that hurt. God uses those to make us more loving, more holy. It's kind of like, I think of myself, because this is the way it works with me. I've told you this before, and I'm going to say it again. I am like a mule. Yeah. You ever try to work with a mule? Good luck. If you're going to work with a mule, what do you got to do? You first of all have to get the mule's attention. So you take a piece of wood and clunk him over the head. And then the mule, you've got the mule's attention. Then you can start to work with the mule. I'm like a mule. I suspect a lot of you are too. And what does God do? Since we're like mules, God needs to get our attention. It's not that God sends bad things to us. God doesn't do that. But life does. Things that aren't fair, things that make us scared, things, "Oh my God, how can I last about this? I don't have enough food for the kids. where do I go? These different things, God uses the wicked enough stuff, the hard stuff, the things which you don't deserve, to get our attention. He uses that to get our attention. Say, remember, I'm with you. That's what this is about. Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you, says the Lord. What God does, when God refreshes us, it means God helps us to grow in love. That's what we're here for. There's nothing that counts beyond growing in love. When you look at little Alonzo, doesn't that look good? And I'll say this over and over again. One day, we will be able to look at each other like we look at Alonzo. Which will mean we all love each other, we help each other, we don't care whether you're from across the ocean, whether you're this part of town, or what you look like, or where you got money, or what you got, we will see the love of God. We got a name for that when it gets all over. That name is heaven. Heaven's not a place we go for being good. I am very grateful for that. If we had to be good to go to heaven, God would be so lonely. You know, we make mistakes, we sin, we all do. You do, I do. It's just part of being a human being. And see, God uses this bad stuff, even the bad stuff we do, which kind of hits us, God uses that to get our attention so that that love of God can come within us. Can you imagine what it'd be like if we saw all the people that come from overseas, people that don't know where else to go because they're getting slaughtered, people we don't like, the neighbors we can't stand because they make all the noise and wake me up. And that one day, we'll look at each other and see the face of God. That's what Christianity is all about. It's not about rules and regulations. They point to good things. It doesn't mean there's no place for them. It all depends on us being willing, especially in the hard times, but the other times too. And let that love sink in and change us. Like I say, and I'm going to say it over and over again, don't try to be good. It doesn't work. Don't you notice that? How long do you keep New Year's resolutions? If we're lucky, January 2nd. Isn't that true? I'm going to really go fasting now. I'm going to lose about 20 pounds. On the 2nd, oh boy, is this ever good stuff, to eat donuts and everything. We're people. This is why, instead of trying to be good, allow that love that is God to help us and make us good. That's why we pray. We don't pray to get stuff. I used to. It doesn't do any good. Because half the time what we're praying for isn't any good anyhow. Well, that's true. It looks good to us. And I'll use this, I use it over and over again. You've got a little child. And the little child gets hold of a butcher knife. What do you do? You very quietly take it away. And the child is mad at you. I hate you, Mommy. I hate you, Daddy. You took my toy. You don't let me have any fun at all. I hate you. Why? Because the child does not understand what Mom and Dad are doing. They're loving the child. And the child thinks it's bad. And when the hard things hit us, we're kind of like that. Say, God, why are you doing this to me? Why are you doing this to me? And if God talked to us, he'd say, because if you got this, you would hurt yourself. You would hurt your family. You would hurt those that you love. I'm not going to give it to you because I love you. That's just a little homely example. Think about it. So it took me 80 years to learn this. I'm very bright, 80 years. God says, oh yeah, John, took me 80 years to get to you. But just stop to think. God is always on our side. And so in telling God, don't tell God what to do. And don't tell God, do this for me, do that for me, do so on. Because God has much deeper, though it's not always what we want. And as we let God do that to us, what happens is slowly, and saying, God, help me. This is hard. I don't understand. Just say, God, I need your help. Help me become what you want me to be. Because you know what's best. And I sure don't. 80 years. Don't be so slow. Don't be so slow. You may say, well, Father's a priest. Yeah. I'm no different than I was. I'm still people, just like I was 80 years ago and 92 years ago. Just people. Please remember that. Don't think I'm special because I'm a priest. Please don't do that. What does that do to me? Oh, yeah. John, you're pretty good stuff. You're a priest and you're talking to people. Yeah. And the problem is I'd probably start to believe it and everything be down the drain. I love you. I want you to love me. I do. And I love you too. But please, love me because I'm people. Just like you. And everybody that's people has deep within them the love that God is. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could look at each other and see the face of God? We wouldn't have the country we have now, would we? Everybody, welcome. Welcome. These are people. Just like me, they're people. Oh, they look different. They got different colors. They got different kinds of stuff like that. But we all have the love that God is that makes us exist as people. God is beautiful. Let God in. Come to me. All who labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Could you say that every day or a moment in your own words? Let that love in. It's slow. Took me 80 years. You can beat me. But it's never too late. Never too late. Amen. Now we have the best part.